Hola, ladies and gents, and welcome to another edition of Sidekick Radio Network. I'm your host, Madison Ford. Let's get going. First up, we have Sammy and Julianne talking about the State Fair this weekend.
Hi, my name is Julianne Colley, and I'm the Sidekicks News Editor, and I'm joined by our sports editor, Sammy Robin.
This weekend is special for students as they have a four-day weekend. One activity they have the chance to go to is the State Fair of Texas.
The State Fair will be an open and lively weekend and offers many attractions. On Saturday, Texas Longhorns challenge the number 2 Oklahoma Sooners as the game kicks off at 11 a.m. It promises to be a close and energetic game.
Other events include a Starlight Parade, the famous Ferris Wheel, the Texas Skyway, and Cirque Shanghai, Chinese acrobatic performers that will be there every day this weekend at noon, 2, and 4 p.m. As always, the State Fair of Texas never fails to surprise people with the presentation of odd yet tasty treats. In previous years, people have experimented with fried beer, fried Coke, fried cookie dough, and fried bacon. The most creative award for the 2011 fair was handed to the chefs of fried bubblegum.
While the fair will remain open until October 23rd, students have the opportunity to save some money by attending the fair day on this Friday, October 7th. These tickets can be obtained from your fourth period teacher. If you would want to attend the fair on another day, advanced general admission costs $16.
Thanks for that, ladies. And now here's Chase and Coleman talking about the new Sidekick issue. Take it away, boys.
Hello, everyone. We are two staff writers for the Sidekick newspaper, and we are here to tell you about this new edition of the Sidekick, the first Sidekick of the year. And we just want to tell you about, you know, what all the great stories are about inside this newspaper.
Yeah, you know, this might be the best Sidekick ever. I mean, there's so many different interesting stories and venues to go down. I mean, do we really have enough time to cover it all?
I mean, we're going to, I think we got enough time. Let's just try to get through the major stories.
Let's hit the highlights.
Let's specifically focus on Chase Porter and Coleman Arms' stories. Just two great writers.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. They are just, wow.
Two great sports writers. We have, in the new edition, we have Chase Porter's story of Jake Larson, which is on the front page, and then also...
Yeah, definitely front page material.
And then also the Nick Jordan story, which is about him committing to Texas. Congratulations, Nick.
Also, I would say, that story that Coleman did, you know, that was just
great.
Fantastic.
Phenomenal story. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was about the highlights in Coppell. You know, if you're a new student looking for places to go, it just kind of hits the highlights, hits the basics.
Oh, wow, that's great. Yeah, all new students should check out Coleman's story.
Hold up, there's one more.
Oh, yeah.
That's your little one about they're selling Coppell Cowboys license plates.
Oh, wow. And also, if you're a new driver, get a Coppell Cowboys license plate. How much are they?
There's three different, scenarios.
Wow.
So it's different price range.
But, excellent. Yeah, it's just great for true fans. True fans in
about
school.
Average $35 a year.
Excellent. Oh, okay. Well, let's just start with the front page here. Excellent graphics, as we can see. And then these front
pictures,
page.
Picture is amazing.
Yeah, front page story of Mr. Hosso, of course, our new principal. And then we move along into the news section. We have some enrollment stories, maybe some summer reading stories.
Yeah. Yep. And you got some pro-con, Should students and teachers be friends on Facebook? A very hot topic.
I don't know. You don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody, you should read this story.
Read it.
If you want to
maybe it'll help you make your decision.
Yeah.
I got some new scoreboard up in here. Mm-hmm. Stories on that.
Opinions. Great stories. Great writers on the staff. What's this one? Michelle wrote.
Yeah.
Freedom of choice can be costly by Michelle Pitcher. Amen. Great story.
Learning how to love Jordan Thompson, it's really
just excellent story.
It'll teach you the basic steps on how to love.
Uh-huh. Oh, and then this one was interesting to me. It's on the opinion section, page 8, a cowboy hat gives a new look at senior traditions, and it's actually about a student here at CHS trying to start a new tradition, which is very cool.
And mentions Bagley, he was crowned an outstanding assistant principal. So way to go.
Very
good
very
story
sweet.
On him.
Oh, the center spread.
Yes.
Just excellent. If anything, just pick up a Sidekick newspaper, just check out the Center Spread. It's real. The editors did a great job on it.
Just remembering 9/11, all that.
Super good.
So,
some more. We got some homecoming stories.
You know, one of our students actually tried out for the X Factor. You know?
That's cool.
It was very, very cool.
That's cool. What do we have? Oh my gosh, what do we have here?
I think it's the Gears of War 3.
The Gears of War 3 review by Chase Porter.
Yeah, Gears of War trilogy ends with a bang, Porter says.
Porter says, so it obviously must be true. Yeah. Right, just pick up that story if you like Planes and Xbox.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, what do we got? Oh, and some great sports stories here. A nice Robin. Ad for an ice machine.
You got Sami Sains, a new addition. You know, Sammy Robin talking about
Sammy Robin, great,
how she stepped up to the plate of sports editor.
Great sports editor. Super good.
Yeah, one of the best.
Obviously, we've got some volleyball stories, some football stories. Just some great.
Just the sister act.
Stuff. And, you know, if anything else, everybody loves a good crossword and a good Sudoku. Isn't that right?
You know, when I go home, I at least try to do about 3 Sudokus.
Yeah.
You know,
they're hard. Right. Like, I haven't even completed one because I have no idea like what to do.
Well, I can teach you sometime. You know,
figure it out.
Oh, and of course, on the back you have great photography,
pictures of the homecoming and the carnival.
Yeah,
that's a nice one.
I didn't
go to the carnival this year. I probably should have seen that.
It was great.
It's my last time to be in Cap
L. Yeah, but I can't tell you, it was pretty good, and you know we. They just work
just quality.
They just work hard to
quality
put it together.
Festival. I always got ripped off at the carnival though. When we were shooting out the star with the BB gun, he never gave me the prize.
Never gave you the prize.
I was furious.
You know what? I'll get that cleared up for you next year.
Furious.
I will get that cleared up. I will go talk to your person.
Okay, but well, I appreciate that. And, well, you know, I guess that's it for us.
I'm
Jay Porter.
I'm Coleman Arms.
And we'll see you later, Steve.
Yeah, we will.
And now we have Michelle. Talking about a concert. What's new, Michelle?
Hello, this is Michelle Pitcher, the editor-in-chief of The Sidekick. On Tuesday night, the CHS choirs held their first concert of the year in the auditorium. The concert featured both JV choirs, Bella Voce and the Junior Varsity Men, the 3 varsity groups, Cantori, Vivace, and Madrigals, and the 3 mixed varsity ensembles, as well as a guest performance by the Coppell Middle School West Choir. I have with me Erica Rohde, a member of Cantori. So, Erica, how do you think the concert went?
Well, the organization of it was really good because it went from JV and then varsity. It started out with Vivace and then Cantori went up. And then I think that a cappella closed it, and it was just, and a cappella is kind of like it's like both Madrigals and Vivace coming together, and it's kind of like the closing to the show. Like, and like the musicality was great. It was just overall all a great concert, and we really practiced really, really hard for it. So,
well, it was quite evident. I hear a lot of people turned out for the concert, and it was a great success. So, congratulations to CHS Choir. Okay, bye.
And now here's your weekly football preview. Guys.
Hello, Cowboys fans. This is Lance McCaskey.
And I'm Jay Carroll.
And I'm John Luke.
Here with your weekly football preview and recap. John, take it away.
Last Thursday, the Cowboys and the Denton Guyer Wildcats matched up on semi-national TV, let's say. And it was a poor showing. The Cowboys broke it open early with an early touchdown to take the lead. Denton Guyer had a field goal, and then the game stopped. There was lightning in the area, so the game was delayed for about an hour. But after they picked up the game, Guyer got momentum and scored 28 unanswered points to win 31-7.
Last week was rough. Lost our quarterback. They fired the offensive coordinator. We really have no idea what's in store for us this next week.
Yeah.
All we can really say about our team is that the defense struggled against Guyer, and that's all we can say. Because all we know is our defense right now, because the entire offense is going to change, and we have no idea what that's going to look like. However, we can tell you what Keller has. Keller has a very good quarterback.
Great.
And Sheldon News. He has a 62% rating, or 62% completion rate. He's thrown for 11 touchdowns and 3 interceptions.
Let's get this right. It's actually Keller Fossil Ridge, not Keller.
Screw you, Jay. Okay.
There is actually a difference in there because...
Screw you, Jay.
Keller has hotter girls. Kellerson. Well, Keller has hotter girls.
Screw you, Jay.
Up yours, Lance.
Screw you, Jay. Okay.
We're kind of fun out, right?
Also, they have a kind of Cam McDaniel type threat in Chaylon Bowman.
You actually do need to mention his Keller Fossil Ridge, though.
4 touchdowns. I'm trying to talk here. Okay,
there is a difference.
Let's move on.
Though.
Keller Fossil Ridge does have a Cam Newton type threat in Sheldon News. Because not only can he throw the ball, as I've mentioned, he can also run the ball. He's run it 68 times this year, more than any other player on the team, just like Cam Newton. And he has 321 yards, more than anyone on the team.
Just like Cam Newton.
Although he does not have the most touchdowns. He only has 1 touchdown.
Unlike Cam Newton.
That's sad. Unlike Cam Newton. That's the only thing that he differs in.
Their defense is all right. Justin Northwest isn't a horrible team, which is who they played last week. But they gave up 14 points to them last year. We did not give up that many to just Northwest.
We give up 0.
Yeah. They're not a great team, but it's all right. They're in our district. Other than Denton Guyer, who we got curb stomped against.
I think after the curb stomping last week, you know, it's going to be really tough. Dude, you were done. You were blabbering. After the curb stomping last week, it's going to be really tough to rebound. They have a good offense that our defense is going to need to shut down. And our offense is definitely going to need to play better. Okay, also, as many of you know, if you don't know by now, then you're pretty much out of the loop. Jake Larson tore his MCL, so he's done for the year. Hi, Ren.
Hey, guys.
Really?
We're podcasting.
Podcast.
I'll leave that one in.
Yeah. So he tore his MCL. He's done for the year. So our second string guy quit. He's gone. Our offensive coordinator, he quit, or he was fired. He was also the quarterback's coach. Everyone's gone, pretty much. So we really have no idea what's in store for our offense this week. We're running a third-string quarterback with a completely new offense. There's really no telling what's going to happen. So we would tell you who we think is going to win, but we honestly don't know because we know nothing about our team.
We don't know what our team is going to look like next week or the rest of the season. It might be better, but it'll probably be worse.
It will probably be worse. That's all the time we have. Thanks for listening. Go Cowboys.
And now we have Haley talking about the new iPhone 4S.
My name is Haley Madigan, and I'm a graphic and page designer for the Sidekick newspaper. For all the Apple fans listening, on October 4th, Apple released an announcement for the iPhone 4S, which hits markets on Friday, October 14th. The presentation was the first important broadcast for new Apple CEO, Tim Cook, who replaced Steve Jobs at the end of August. The 4S doesn't differ much from the regular iPhone 4. The most major changes are the implementation of the dual-core A5 chip already used in iPad 2s, the incredibly sharp 8-megapixel camera, and the introduction of Siri, a voice-based command system that allows the user to send messages and complete tasks through speaking. Because of all the hype online from bloggers, forums, and tech listeners about the release of the iPhone 5, some are disappointed with the seemingly insignificant upgrade. Others, however, couldn't be more excited about the new operating system, which headlines along with the 4S, iOS 5. iOS 5 premieres Wednesday, October 12th, and features over 200 updates to the beloved Apple operating system, including a notification center, iMessage, which meets all iOS devices, reminders, and many photo advancements. Another huge upgrade, and potentially the most exciting for Apple fans, is a new system called iCloud. iCloud allows customers with multiple Apple products to sync all their apps, music, documents, photos, and more with every device in real time. iCloud is wireless, free, and effortless for all users. The combination of the iPhone 4S, iOS 5, and iCloud made this announcement a very significant and exciting one for Apple users. For more information about Apple's upcoming releases, including new and lower prices for iPods, visit www.apple.com.
Thanks for that exciting news, Haley. All right, that concludes another episode of Sidekick Radio Network. Until next week, guys, stay classy, Papa High School.